Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. And today, we're going to look at some headlines. This is kind of one of those end times news podcast. I usually do one or two of these a month. So if you're new to the show, lots of Bible study. But occasionally, we like to remind ourselves of the times we're living in. Before I bother with headlines, I want to focus in on that verse. And maybe you heard it in the intro here. It says, "Seek ye the Lord, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." There's a lot to unpack there. I'm going to focus in on that word hid here in just a minute, but let me read a little paragraph for you from Matthew Henry's concise commentary. Here's what he says, and I think it's relevant to us today. He says, "The prophet calls to national repentance as the only way to prevent national ruin." Friends, I believe that that's where we are in America right now. Right now, where there's either national repentance or there's national ruin. He goes on to say, "A nation not desiring, that has not desires towards God, is not the serious of his favor or grace, has no mind to repent and reform, or not desirable, not having anything to recommend them to God, to whom God might justly say, 'Depart from me.' But he says, 'Gather together to me, that ye may seek my face.' We know what God's decree will bring against impotent sinners. Therefore, it highly concerns all to repent in the accepted time. How careful we should be to speak peace with God before the Holy Spirit withdraws from us, or ceases to strive with us, before the day of grace is over, or the day of life, before our everlasting state is determined. Let the poor, despised, and afflicted seek the Lord, and seek to understand and keep his commandments better, that they may be more humbled for their sins. The chief hope of deliverance from national judgment rests upon prayer." Sometimes I even myself get away from praying for revival, praying for a great movement of the Holy Spirit, for praying for God's mercy. We need to be collectively, as the remnant of God, praying for that. Now let's get back to the verse. I want to contrast it with some other verses. Again, he says, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." Hid. You know, he's saying, seek to... In other words, when you see this warning... I mean, the verse before that says, "Gather yourselves together. Gather ye together, O nation not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass of chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you. Before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you." So he's saying you need to be seeking righteousness, seeking meekness, and changing direction. And it might be that when that day happens, because you can see it coming, when the Lord's anger finally arrives, It may be that you'll be hid in that day. And that's a theme that you see throughout the Bible. Psalms 31:20 says, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." Psalm 32, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." One of my favorite is Isaiah 26:20 through 21. "Come," this is the Lord talking through the prophet, "come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation," meaning judgment, "be overpassed. For behold, the Lord come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth shall also disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain." Jeremiah 39:18, "For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord." See, there's this theme of diligently seeking to be righteous and holy before God, diligently seeking him and clinging to him, knowing that he's your only hope, knowing that he's your only protection. And then when you see that, you see these promises about being hid, about being protected in the day of trouble. And Jeremiah says, "I'm going to deliver thee. And thou shalt not fall by the sword, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord." Jeremiah 45:5 says, "And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest." He's saying, why are you seeking great things for yourself? Because it's not going to do you any good, because I'm about to bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. And of course, Colossians chapter 3 says, "Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." There's so much that we could talk about in regards to this, about being hid, about seeking righteousness and seeking the Lord in the day of trouble. There's so many scriptures. Hosea chapter 10 says, "Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fellow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." One more. Amos chapter 5. "For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel." I got to do a couple more. Amos chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Again, same chapter. He says, "Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph." And of course, Jesus says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh shall be opened." And of course, he's talking about himself and that relationship. Well, I'm going to move on to the headlines, but I wanted to give you some scripture to focus in on and to ponder on and to dwell on. Seek the Lord. Folks, we're going in, and this is why we're getting ready to read some of these headlines. I mean, we're moving into this is such a strange time, and some of the weird perversions and the things that are now like mainstream accepted is America is at the end of the line. And not just America, but the whole world has gone into depravity, into craziness. There's hostility growing towards Christians. There's evil on every corner. We need to be seeking the Lord. It's not a time to be dilly-dallying and goofing around. This is why I've been so hard on the church. And why I've spoken out against the church so much. Is because, hey, you guys are goofing off. Worrying about all your little worldly projects. Meanwhile, the world is burning and going straight into the pits of hell, and so are the people. You know, the scriptures say, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." And I see a lack of knowledge within Christianity right now. It's like the Western church just cannot see it. Just like the lukewarm church. He says, you know, you need some eye salve so that you can see. Blind. But to the remnant that's listening to my voice this morning, seek ye the Lord. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Be humble. And it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And the day of the Lord's anger is near. Let's look at some headlines. We are definitely living in the days of Lot and in the days of Noah. Which one of these do I want to... But by the way, I've been talking about judgment on America. Let me just read these two headlines to you real quick. I'm not going to read the articles. You can find them at themostimportantnews.com. But here's some developments that's happening this year. Midwest apocalypse. According to satellite data, at least 1 million acres of U.S. farmland have been devastated by floods. Okay. What do you think happens when a large proportion of the food supply is lost? Well, what happens is there's a shortage and the prices skyrocket. Not only that, check this out. As many as a million calves lost in Nebraska, beef prices in the U.S. to escalate dramatically in the coming months. Look, I believe that America's been under judgment for a while. I don't want this to happen, but I fear that in the very near future, we're going to know real quickly what it's like to be uncomfortable. Now, let me move on to the articles that I really wanted to get into. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's just been this AI, artificial intelligent, like, deities being built in these temples. As a matter of fact, there's a robot god in the Buddhist temple that preaches literally in the Japanese temple. Ancient shrine or ancient Japanese shrine debuts a Buddhist robot. Kyoto, Japan's ancient former capital is home to temples, shrines, and imperial gardens. As the birthplace of Japanese tradition, the city attracts some 53 million tourists every year. Recently, the famed 400-year Kadoji Temple in Kyoto, unveiled a modern makeover, the world's first sutra-chanting android deity, molded after Kanon, the Buddhist goddess of mercy, who was introduced to the public last week. Kanon is worshipped by thousands of temples in Japan as a deity who helps people in distress. Now the country's fascination with robotics has made its way into worship. So, let's see. Of course, it's gender neutral. stands on a pedestal at 195 centimeters tall. It says it's almost like a naked robot. Very weird. Weird stuff. But it doesn't end there. We have this other one called, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, Deus Ex Machina. Religions use robots to connect with the people. Gabriel Trovato is worried about tomorrow. That's what he confesses to Santo, a robot. Just shy of 17 inches tall, Santo resembles the small figurines of saints often found in Catholic homes. Except with a computer, microchip, sensor, and facial recognition-enabled camera. Did you catch that? It can listen, it has sensors, and it has face recognition. As Mr. Trovo speaks to the machine, its deep, echoing voice responds with a Bible quote from the Gospel according to Matthew. And then he says what the robot says. It says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So it's not just a Buddhist one. We have a Catholic robot. And you say, well, what's this got to do with anything? Well, it just may, first of all, it's strange, and it kind of shows you the trajectory that we're going on. But I've often wondered about Revelation chapter 13 through 15. Let me say that again. Revelation 13, verse 15 through 18. Which talks about the image of the beast. If you start with verse 15, this is what it says. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. All right, so this image, it's an image of the beast, has the ability to speak, and it will cause those who will not worship it would be killed. And cause us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand and in the foreheads, that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and its number is 666. But I've often wondered, image of the beast, what is this going to be? And so when I see these kind of headlines, I can't help but wonder, is that what the future looks like? Are they really going to build some temple? And there's going to be this artificial / genetically modified thing? People are going to worship it? Just like you have these Japanese walking into this Japanese temple and worshiping this robot god and receiving instructions from it. And now we even have Deus Ex Machina. Catholics. Strange stuff. And then let's move into a couple of articles that dealing with the genetic modification that I've been warning about, as in the days of Noah. There's one headline that says, research team wakes up mammoth cell. The Yomiuri Shimbun findings indicate that the resurrection of mammoths is not a fantasy. A research team, including members from Kindai University, is saying after cell nuclei extracted from the 28,000-year-old remains of a woolly mammoth were discovered to retain some function. In other words, they've got some DNA. They think they can resurrect the mammoth. They may be trying it in the near future. Harvard University uncovers DNA switch that controls genes for whole body regeneration. Now, scientists have discovered that in worms, a section of non-coding or junk DNA controls the activation of the master control gene called early growth response, which acts like a power switch, turning regeneration on or off. Look, friends, this is what they want to do. They want genetically modified humans. This is why all your food supply is genetically modified. This is why there's so much weird things in vaccinations and the medications. This is why every single movie for the last 20 years has been about X-Men and genetic, you know, people with all these different abilities. All the TV shows right now, the most popular shows like on your Netflix and on your Amazon Prime, it's a genetically modified person who suddenly has these alternate powers. They're trying to figure out how to do this. We've already seen now two twins that were born that are supposedly much higher of intelligence because of the genetic modification. According to the BBC.com, they found this woman who has this genetic mutation where she doesn't feel pain. There's very few people like this in the world, but there's some people who have, they don't have, they can't feel pain. And so they're wanting to examine that DNA. So see, they're thinking, man, maybe we can turn on full body regeneration. We can turn on no pain DNA codes. And then we have this one doctor here. Look at this article, USA Today. Frankenstein. Surgeons claim spinal cord progress, still proposing human head transplant. This is where we're at. This is no longer like science fiction movie. Northwestern neuroscientists researching brain chips to make people super intelligent. I'm a big firm believer, and you guys know this. And while it's strange, it's what the scriptures describe, it's what the Dead Sea Scrolls describe, is that in the days of Noah, there was an altering of man. That's how we ended up with the giants. Think of Goliath and his five brothers with their six fingers and six toes. Do your research. There was giants in the land. And according to Enoch, they were also splicing animals together. I think this is probably why we see skeletons and fossils of some animals that didn't appear to survive the flood. Because God preserved Noah and his family, the only people still righteous in the earth in those days, and his creation, his animals. Not the genetically modified weird stuff, or the giants. And Jesus said it'll be like the days of Noah. And that, and he explains that life will be going on as normal. People think things are going to be okay, but then sudden destruction comes upon them and they weren't expecting it. That's the first thing. We often forget this. People will be getting married and doing life as normal, and then boom, sudden destruction comes, but it won't come suddenly on those who are paying attention. And it may be, according to the scripture we just read, that you'll be hid in that day. But I would expect that the days would actually be like the days of Noah. And here we have genetically modified animals, genetically modified food, robot gods, and human beings are now being altered. And they're looking at how to turn on regeneration and how to insert chips to make you smarter. And at some point, according to the scriptures, you'll need that chip to buy or sell, right? Not just to be smarter, but to buy or sell. You know, in the scriptures, in the book of Revelation, it talks about how people will want to die, but will be unable. When you think of that in light of all the weird stuff going on, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Weird stuff. Well, let's end the way we began. Let's go back to the scripture. Because rather than freak out about the times we're living in, let's focus on the Lord and let's be praying for His mercy upon our nation and that His kingdom would begin to spread again throughout the Western world. Your will be done, your kingdom come. The scriptures also say, pray without ceasing, actually, that you might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Seek ye the Lord. Don't worry about seeking the things of this world like we just read in the scriptures. What good is it going to be? What good is it going to be? Jeremiah 45, remember it says, and seekest thou the great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee, for I pray in all places whither thou goest. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Well, there's the podcast for this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus that it's blessed you. And more than anything, I pray that it causes you to draw near to God and to recognize the times that you're living in and your desperate need for Him, and that things are not always going to be roses around here. I want to encourage you to go to the website, scriptureandprophecy.com. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, that's where the archives are, so you can listen to some of the older podcasts. You just click on the podcast tab at the top. And then there's the devotionals. 4 weeks in a row now, I've written a devotional. And the people that have read them are reporting that they're being blessed by them, so check them out. And also, if you want to support this podcast, it's not a podcast where we push products and stuff like that, or interrupt our messages with advertising. It's 100% listener supported. And so if you want to be a part of that, you can support and be a part of what makes this happen. And I thank all of you who do support the mission of truth. That's all I got for you this morning. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.